Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mind Gravity Podcast. I'm your host, Rohan Handa. This episode is part of the Mind Gravity Podcast's Weekend Food for Thought series. Here, I will talk about a subject of interest that allows us to shift our minds to reflect on things that are larger than just our day-to-day and our busy work life. It provides a pause for our minds to think outside our proverbial box. On today's episode, we will talk about loneliness and how we can try to beat it. Let's go. At some point in our lives, we have all experienced it. Loneliness. Why then are we so afraid to express or voice it? The stigma? It has to be, right? It has to be the social stigma. I want to appear social and energetic and happy and someone who has their life together, not a loser. We push the thoughts that enable it to the background, numb it with some spirit, alcohol, a false notion of social life. We throw a party, hoping that, yeah, that will solve it all. Loneliness is a subjective feeling where we try to look for an objective solution. That's the dilemma, I'd say. Yeah. Surrounded by a crowd, one can still feel lonely. Surrounded by friends, still does not go away. Family, nope, does not really help. Sex partner may help. After all, sex is a good solution to de-stress, no? What about sports? None of it really. At the end of the day, it all comes back to square one. It's a really terrible feeling to be lonesome, especially in the middle of a crowd. One feels emotionally and physically disconnected from those around. What essentially is this conundrum? No one knows. Why is the mind wandering into corners where I try to pull it out? Am I distracted? Maybe. Well, the reality is, loneliness is an emotional virus causing raw emotional pain, unseen, unheard, unfound in physical forms. When emotions take a beating, physical comfort, well, does not quite comfort it. Other people and material things are not guaranteed to shield us from the pain it inflicts. When you're a kid growing up, the problem to loneliness is very simple. Go and utter something along the lines of, "Hey, do you want to be my friend?" Or, "Hey, can I play with you guys?" Problem solved. Community built. And you move on. Fast forward and try repeating the same thing in your adulthood. Not only we are more uncomfortable saying those words, there's a preconceived notion in the society that you might be a loser, you might be a weirdo, a creep, clingy. Wait, what? Where does all of this come from? This is definitely agonizing and daunting for someone who's going through this emotional pain. Why continue to inflict? In addition, it brings another layer of emotional pain, which is probably acting as the anti-alleviator. Did I make that word up? I guess you know what I mean. You know, there are several flavors of loneliness too. Just think about it. Friends moving away. It's a factor. Recent breakup, that could do you pretty bad. Losing a job, I mean, think about it. There are 40 million people who have lost their jobs in the US due to this coronavirus. Imagine the kind of emotional pain they must be going through. Lend a hand. Friends getting married, that could be disastrous for some people. Working for 90 hours a week, yep, definitely dead inside. This resulting in social circle eradication. No friends, no community, no network to depend upon. What do you do then? But the reality again is, the raw emotional pain is only the beginning of the damage loneliness can cause. It has a huge impact on our physical health as well. Loneliness activates our physical and psychological stress responses and suppresses the function of our immune system. This puts us at an increased risk for developing all kinds of illnesses and diseases, including cardiovascular disease. I mean, suck the life out of me already. Breaking free of loneliness and healing our psychological wounds is possible though, but it involves a decision. Decision to override the gut instinct telling you to stay away and to play it safe by isolating yourself. It needs to be motivated internally. One needs to form habits. Habits that have ripple effects. Because habits can be changed if we understand how habits work. I'm not even really talking about reading the Charles Duhigg Habit Loop, although that would be great, and you should definitely check that out. What habits do is result in decision-making, because if we understand how habits work, it results in decision-making, because decision-making is the cumulative result of habits practiced on a daily basis. And although each habit and decision means relatively little on its own, over time, the kind of people we meet, whether we spend or save, how often we exercise, how we feel about ourselves, and the way we channel our thoughts and work routines have enormous impacts on our health, productivity, financial security, and ultimately happiness. This model is central to building relationships, bonds, and charging the emotionally important parts of our brain that is capable of releasing serotonin, succumbing cortisol, and engaging our minds in areas that repel one from the gravitational pull of loneliness. So what are some of the things that forces or propel the mind out of the loneliness clamp, you ask, right? Let's do the starter pack. Create a workout routine. You must have heard, pain is weakness leaving the body. Loneliness is self-inflicted pain. You are stronger than that. Build self-confidence. Connect and reconnect. You know, remember, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And when I say build self-confidence, think about what you like about yourself. When you're comfortable with yourself, it shines out of you. Read a lot. Books can take you to places you never imagined, introduce you to people you never thought existed, and make you feel again. And approach things and life in general with positive attitude. Perhaps the only situation where positive attracts positive and defies the laws of nature. Wouldn't you agree? Truth be told, loneliness is painful. Often takes you 6 feet under, but provides you with the opportunity to explore the depths of your mind and body. Recognize the perpetual distortions it causes and psychological traps it creates. I urge you to marshal the courage, create your model of change, build the habits, the decision-making machine, and plan your escape. Onwards, and namaste.